Most folks aren't quite sure how to pronounce the name of this town. The name looks like it belongs to the country of France, but why would such a place be located in Oklahoma? Dig a little deeper, and an interesting story from a few centuries ago begins to unfold. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When you think of early French explorers searching the unexplored lands of America, you often don't picture them in present-day Oklahoma.
Some of the earliest settlers here were the French. They came in up the Mississippi River, down the Arkansas, and then they ended up at Belle Pointe, which is Fort Smith.
Eric Standridge explains that those French traders found a home base near Cavanaugh Hill, just southwest of today's Fort Smith, Arkansas.
If you read in Thomas Nuttall's book, that's one of the first things he sees coming out of Fort Smith was Cavanaugh and Sugarloaf Mountain, two prominent points right in the area.
The French hunted cougar, bear, and other large game. Today's town of Poteau, spelled P-O-T-E-A-U, comes to us from those first Europeans in the area.
Poteau actually means post in French. The reason why they named it that, whenever they first arrived here, the Indians already had a camp here. So as they would go out and do the fur trapping, then they would come back and say, let's go back to the post. So it never actually had a true proper name. It was just called post. And then, the French word just kind of stuck with it.
For decades, there was not a town here, simply just a place known as the post where the natives and the French could come to trade. Today, there is a town of over 8,000 here.
The first white settlement came in about 1875. From that point, then it became a railroad stop, and it just continued to grow from there.
The town initially attracted some interesting characters.
In the early days, it was a haven for outlaws. We had Frank and Jesse James here, Bell Star, the Cole Younger gang, and then later on, we actually had a bank that was here that was robbed by Bonnie and Clyde.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Poteau, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.